Blog Talk Radio.
Good enough. Oh,
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to The Art of Seduction. This is your host, Robert M., accompanied by our vixen, Pam Ray. How are you doing, Pam?
Ooh, well, I'm feeling very vixen-y, thank you for asking. And how are you doing, Mr. M.?
Oh, I'm feeling very Mr.ly? No, that doesn't work.
Masterly.
There you go.
There you go. It is going to be just a great night of dark sensual poetry. I am really looking forward to it.
And yeah, well, I'm not usually the host of this, so this will be interesting. But yeah, do we have anybody else that is on the line, or should we start with the show?
Well, you know what? I hope you're able to handle three women at once, Robert, because you've got me, you've got Kate, and you've got Naomi.
I hope I can get an
Welcome,
A for
ladies.
So.
We'll be all over Robert.
Yeah, he likes, well, thankfully he likes the challenge, so.
There you go.
Good evening, everyone.
Awesome contest, Robert, to start out, you know, your first show, sensual writing. Wow, that contest filled up like magic. It's really filled up.
filled up like a hot night, huh? I thought that a lot of those images of Pam was kind of we going back and forth on it, and she was she chose most of them, I think, or probably all of them. But I was like, yeah, I gave her basically the topic. And she came up with these cool pictures. So, yeah, that's Pam. I look forward to all of your writes. You guys, you, like you said, it filled up pretty quickly. So I guess we can start on with it. Where are we going first, Pam?
All right. Sounds good to me. Well, the first poem we have up is Shores of Surrender by Rironi 664. And Kate, would you give that a read for us, please?
I would be happy to. Shores of Surrender.
Oh, we can hardly hear you, Kate.
How's that?
Ah,
much
that's
better.
Perfect.
Right, is that okay now?
Mm-hmm.
Not too loud?
No, it's okay.
Okay. Just let me know if it gets weird again. Stupid mic. Okay. Shores of Surrender. Behind those bright blue eyes, I see a sea of sadness as he touches my silhouette frame with melting fingertips. As I kiss and drink, tasting the drops of his depression, as I hear the echoes of darkness from his broken brain, is a musk of madness burning through the nightmares under a lunar eclipse. Bearing words unsaid, an invisible ink confession, as the hitched breathing in his voice is strained. Taking his hand in mine, my eyes shine light, whispering, I hold you till you are whole with eyes that are bright. Unburden yourself before the next broken bender. I will caress you in the shores of surrender. End poem.
Wow, that's a... This was actually very unexpected because there's quite a hint of darkness in there, and yet there's also that feeling of consolation, you know, like knowing that that there's someone there for you, you know, like this person, I will caress you in the shores of surrender. That ending line is just phenomenal. And it really conveys the depth and the dedication that this person has for this other person. Because a lot of times when it comes to like depression, it really drives people away. But the fact that this person is willing to stay through it and willing to help out, and then describing it the way like his scent is the musk of madness And as I kiss and drink, tasting the drops of his depression, as I hear the echoes of darkness from his broken brain. So they really know the depth of this person, and they're actually there to take it all in to themselves and kind of be their emotional sponge of sorts. And a lot of times that can lead to it's a 50-50. It could lead to disaster. It could lead to something great. And I think I'm glad that they're willing to take the risk. And this was a beautiful poem. It's very beautiful in every aspect. So I like that they used all these senses and sensory things as well. So, yeah. What about you, Naomi? What do you think?
Yeah, I'm just checking. I'm off mute. Woohoo! Okay, yeah, you know, his scent is a musk of madness running through the nightmares under a lunar eclipse, bearing words unsaid, an invisible ink confession as the hitch breathing in his voice is strained. Yeah, I thought, you know, this was a wonderful write throughout on just being in touch with the emotions. You know, like you mentioned, Robert, depression, you know, being in touch with that loved one's emotions, even when they're in a dark place, and being there for them. So what a great, great, great share this is. Wonderful, right, and very well done. So bravo.
Indeed. Pam, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, this one is absolutely beautiful. It has a strong emotional impact. That ending line is just stunning. And I do like how it is about accepting somebody and loving somebody for who they are. And I really like how Rorone 664 has fit in the different senses, but not in such a way that it feels like they were crammed into the poem, but rather that they just, the ideas and thoughts just flow naturally. You know, and it's beautiful all the way through, but, you know, it really just tugs at the heartstrings when it says, as I kiss and drink, tasting the drops of his depression, as I hear the echoes of darkness from his broken brain, his scent is a musk of madness running through the nightmares under a lunar eclipse, bearing words unsaid in invisible ink confession. Just powerful lines and very well done.
Yeah, this was a great piece. So Weaver, having read it, what did you think?
Oh, it was a pleasure to read. I adore that first line. That first line is magical. Behind those bright blue eyes, I see a sea of sadness. It tells it all, doesn't it, really? I mean, you know where you are. But it is, it's a poem about somebody who cares very much for someone who is having problems, and it must be very difficult. I can't even imagine. But I think it was beautifully worded and a support to the person it was meant for. So I think it was beautifully done. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, it's not always easy to find someone who's willing to do it. So, yeah, this is beautiful in many, many ways. Okay, that was a good first start. What are we off to next, Pam?
All right. Up next, we have A Man Possessed by Damn It Dave. And, Robert, go ahead, please, and give that a read for us.
Okay. It says, A Man Possessed by Damn It Dave. I know that she has witchcraft in her lips, for every kiss has placed beneath her spell. Dark sorcery is in her fingertips, and there is magic in her eyes as well. She's hexed me with a lust that never dies. My hunger for her body grows each night. I fear that it will lead to my demise, but I have frankly lost the will to fight. For I am but a servant to her charms, a victim of salacious treachery, a whisper, and I'm putty in her arms, and I'm filled with roguish lechery. A succubus, I think that's the rightful name, a single touch from her, and I'm obsessed. She's made a furnace out of passion's flame, and as for me, I am a man possessed. End poem. Wow, Yeah, that succubus kind of fits, I have to say. Like David Dave, he always not always, but when he decides to rhyme, he does so masterfully. And I really appreciate the darkness here, like dark sorcery is in her fingertips and there is magic in her eyes as well. I'm a sucker for eyes, so that really resonated with me. And I know that she has witchcraft in her lips, for every kiss has placed beneath her spell. You know, like each time he gets more and more intoxicated, more and more entranced by this person. And it's not necessarily even possibly they're doing, it's just probably his letting his walls down to kind of feel vulnerable with this person. And that leads it deeper and deeper into the rabbit hole, so to speak. And a single touch from her and I'm obsessed. Yeah, I can understand that, because a lot of times people, they say love at first sight. It's not necessarily true. Sometimes it's love at first touch and other things. But yeah, I thought this was a great piece, and I'm always looking forward to Dave and his poetry for my shows, and just hearing them in general. It's awesome. Kate, what did you think?
Oh, it was very, very well done. I do love this. This particular stanza sticks out for me. She's hexed me with a lust that never dies. My hunger for her body grows each night. I fear that it will lead to my demise. But I have frankly lost the will to fight. Oh, that's just perfect, isn't it? Very well done. I love the rhyming scheme. It's beautiful. So thank you for sharing that with us. Damn it, Dave, you did it again.
Sure did. Pam, what were your thoughts?
Oh my goodness, this was an amazing rhyming poem all the way through. Great take on the chosen prompt, which was a quote from Shakespeare. You have witchcraft in your lips. You know, and I really like, to me, I always have this opinion of dark sensual poetry that there needs to be balance. There's got to be lines that you don't cross. You don't want to go so far into the darkness that you lose the sensuality, but at the same time, you still want the darkness very much palatable, very much there, visual. And that's what Dave does. Like, this is very much a sensual dark rite, and yet it doesn't cross those lines, you know, but it's all about, you know, handing your will over to somebody. Beautiful rhyme and flow all the way through. But my absolute favorite stanza is third one. For I am but a servant to her charms, a victim of salacious treachery, a whisper, and I'm putty in her arms as I am filled with roguish lechery. Wonderful lines, great use of some gentle alliteration, and very well done.
Yeah, I do like his word usage. Naomi, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, well, you know, I was really surprised with the quote, first of all. You have witchcraft in your lips, from William Shakespeare. You know, that sounds like a really kind of modern quote, you know, for William Shakespeare. And I imagine, because I studied Shakespeare a lot in school, I imagine it comes from Macbeth. I just think it does, because there was witches, like three witches in that novel. But you know, I was really, you know, that really surprised me, that quote. But you know, this poem is really wonderful. You all made great comments on, you know, the way that the obsession grows and grows throughout this poem. And, you know, you see that, you know, for I am but a servant to her charms, a victim of salacious treachery, a whisper, and I'm putty in her arms. as I am filled with roguish lechery. You know, just a wonderful, dark, sensual rite that fits that prompt just so, so well. So bravo, damn it, Dave. Excellent, excellent dark rite here.
Indeed. So the night's starting off pretty good. Where are we off to next, Pam?
All right. Up next, we have Dark Windows by Inner Sanctum. And Naomi, go ahead and give that a read for us, please.
Okay. Dark Windows. The eyes, it said, are windows to the soul. If that is true, his soul is as dark as night. He stares at me, and lust consumes me whole. For in his darkness, I have found the light. His secrets are like shadows of fire. I do not ask, for they are his to keep. But what he shares inflames me with desire. The pleasures that he sows are mine to reap. An ocean of dark magic in his gaze, I'm a willing victim to his spell, for with a touch he sets my loins ablaze, and I must bid my self-control farewell. Within him is a storm that's born to rage. Each night the torrents come to ravage me, for I'm the only one who can assuage the angry tempest only I can see. A cyclone roils in my lubricious soul. We lie a tangled heap. When we are done, I hear the sound of distant thunder roll. I look into his eyes, and we are one. End poem.
Wow. Pretty awesome there. She brought the whole tempest into this, which is always one of my favorite things. An ocean of dark magic in his gaze. I am a willing victim to his spell. For with a touch he sets my loins ablaze, and I must bid myself control farewell. I mean, this is it's interesting because it's almost like the mirror of Damn It Dave's poem. Because in this one, you know, it's talking about a man. And then in Dave's poem, he's talking about a woman, and they're both under spells. So, yeah, I really enjoyed the beauty of nature in this piece, where they used a lot of metaphor that was just very, very powerful, like a cyclone roiling. And I like the word lubricious. I haven't heard that very much. Used very much. And I like this. His secrets are like shadows of a fire. I thought that was very, that was impressive. The beginning, the eyes, it said, are windows to the soul. If that is true, his soul's as dark as night, you know? So the entire poem, I just thought it went together so well, and also it really instilled a lot of power, like not just power, but like what is it, the word that I'm looking for. Anyways, it was a great piece, and it was a very powerful piece, and I really enjoyed the metaphors that were used. Very, very well done. Pam, what were your thoughts?
Oh my goodness, this is absolutely a beautiful, dark, sensual rite. And again, yes, you're right, we have another one that's about surrendering to somebody. And I like that this is about both the physical and the emotional attachment, especially when you see lines like, his secrets are like shadows of fire. I do not ask, for they are his to keep, but what he shares inflames me with desire. The pleasure that he sows are mine to reap. And the imagery, the metaphors, the powerful lines, a cyclone roils in my lubricous soul. We lie a tangled heap when we are done. I hear the sound of distant thunder roll. I look into his eyes and we are one. You know, that sense of connection in that moment really comes through with that end line of I look into his eyes and we are one. Just beautifully written and very well done.
Yeah, that's quite the connection there. Kate, what were your thoughts?
Another very powerful write. I really enjoyed this. You picked on the stanza that I was particularly drawn to, so I won't repeat that. But the first stanza, I thought, was really keen. It was definitely deep, and I really enjoyed it. But the eyes, it said, are windows to the soul. And that's so true. I judge people by their eyes, firstly, before I think about anything else. It gives an idea of the person when you see a light or a love or a anger in someone's eyes. It's there for you to see. They can't really hide it as much as they want to. So I thought this was very well done, bringing that into it to begin with. And then we have the secrets are like shadows of a fire. I thought each stanza had something wonderful in it to complement. So I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much, Inner Sanctum, for sharing that with us.
Yeah, you're right. Like each stanza just had something that was just wow. Naomi, you read that well. What did you think?
Yeah, you know, I loved, first of all, kudos to Pam for that awesome quote. Wow, that's just amazing, that quote. And, you know, I love how Inner Sanctum here used like a raging storm over an ocean to portray all these emotions so well, you know, this feeling of a dark, captivating, irresistible attraction that one person can have for another. So I loved how, you know, all those words, you know, all those reference to nature and nature unleashed and the fury of nature, brought that out in the poem. So, so well written and such a enthralling and captivating piece for sure. Very well done.
Exactly. There's a whole lot of dark beauty tonight, which is great because that's why we're here. So, yeah. All right. Pam, where are we headed to next?
All right. Well, up next, we have Teasing to Pleasing with One Warm Erotic Breath by Jenny Hunt, 2017. And it goes like this. Teasing me as you breathe slowly, erotically, up and down my spine. I squirm and giggle, playfully wanting more, never touching me. My arousal intensifies. Gently you spread my legs with nothing but one breath and a silky feather. Intoxicated by lust, I give in to desire, pulling your hair sensually, ever so slightly. I thrust my hips up, down, until my thighs meet your lips. Torturing me with your tongue, you find it fun. When I pull away with just one lick, I can't take it anymore. For a brief moment, I gain control. My fingers caress my silky flower. Handcuffs made to punish me. A secret, delightful thrill, making my toes curl. Your mouth devours mine. Heavenly ending, out like a light. Your sweet lovin' helps me sleep at night. End poem.
I'll say that's one way to get to sleep. It's like a dream before the dream. That's a whole lot of awesome right there. I'm all for the whole sensory play and teasing me erotically up and down my spine. I squirm and giggle, playfully wanting more, never touching me. My arousal intensifies. That's one of the things I really like. Is you don't even have to like to touch the person, if you know what you're doing type of thing, you know. And the way that they instituted it into this poetry, this is what I was kind of like, like these poems that have been presented so far were yeah, these are the type of poems I was looking for, because there's a whole lot of creativity that can go into pleasing and receiving. So but the five senses, especially if you use all of them, it can really escalate things. And I think she did a really good job in displaying that here. Torturing me with your tongue, you know, you find it fun. Handcuffs and then caressing your silky flower, delightful thrill with the making the toes curl. That's when you find a winner there. I really like this piece. It was kind of like, it was different than the others, and yet it was also very on par with its awesomeness. So yeah, thanks Jenny for that. Kate, what did you think?
Oh yes, Jenny has a winner in this one. So well done. Again, so many beautiful stanzas you can pick up and play with. If you pardon the expression. I thought it was really beautiful. Teasing me as you breathe slowly, erotically up and down my spine. Ah, now that is so clever. It's really nice. I liked particularly the last stanza, though. I thought it was a wonderful ending. If I could get that on the National Health, I wouldn't be an insomniac again, I'll tell you that much. Heavenly ending, out like a light. Your sweet loving helps me sleep at night. That's wonderful, yes. I really enjoyed it, Jenny. Thank you so much.
Indeed. I found it funny that now that you've brought that to my attention again, that the human body is weird in that regard. Because for women, it releases a hormone that makes you guys want to cuddle or whatever. And for a guy, that makes us want to sleep, so... It's weird. the body is hilarious.
Yes.
Anyways, so
depends on who you are with.
I guess so. Yeah. Naomi, what are your thoughts on it?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm pretty kind of hardcore, but. You know, this made me actually blush when I was reading it. I was fanning myself and I was saying, oh my gracious, Jenny, you know, like stanzas like gently you spread my legs with nothing but one breath and a silky feather, intoxicated by lust. I give in to desire, pulling your hair sensually ever so slightly. I thrust my hips up, down, until my thigh meets your lips. Oh, my gracious, what steamy, sensual stuff. Oh, my gracious, Jenny, wow, she went all out in this one. This is just amazing.
You got Naomi going full tomato over there. All right. Pam, what did you think?
Oh, this is just absolutely beautiful. And I do have to give a shout out and a kudos to Jenny, because this is actually the first poem she put onto one of our Art of Seduction shows. So she stepped outside of her comfort zone. And I have to say, I am so glad she did, because she is just wonderful at writing sensual eroticism. And I like how pretty much all the way through, this is about that barely touch, you know, the light touch that makes you squirm and writhe and giggle with pleasure, you know, and wonderful lines all the way through. I mean, you guys have all picked out the best lines, and I do look forward to reading more of her in the future for other Art of Seduction shows. But I like how this is, it's that balance between the dark play, you know, the torturing, the teasing, the handcuffs, and then just having fun together. Like, you know, there's the giggling and the squirming and The torturing me with your tongue, you find it fun. When I pull away with just one lick, I can't take it anymore. For a brief moment, I gain control. And I like that, for a brief moment, I gain control, because you can see that it's all about, in that moment, the power play between the couple, but that they're having fun with it. You know, so just an excellent sensual rite and very well done.
Yeah, it always helps when you have that reciprocal dynamic. All right. So where are we headed to next, Ms. Pam?
All right. Up next we have Sweet Whispers by Vicky Moore. And Kate, will you go ahead, please, and give that a read for us?
I certainly will. I just have to get it up. Sorry. I'm refreshing as we speak. Good. Nope. Sorry, it's not arrived yet. Although why, I do not know. What I'll do is I'll try and go into history and see if it... Oh, Sweet Whispers, yeah, I've got it now. Just moved up the page. Sneaky. Okay. His words are candy sweet as he whispers them into my ear, soft as a summer breeze. You are as beautiful as a midnight butterfly, flitting through the shadowy woods. You smell as sweet as honeysuckle and as gentle as rose petals in the rain. His breath tickles me. His sighs surround me like a silken sheet. Your ears are seashells, whispering to be kissed, even more than your full, lush lips. You are a ripe peach, waiting to be plucked. I wonder what you taste like. In a quiet breath, I whisper, kiss me and find out. End poem.
Ooh, daring. I like that. So this is another beautiful piece. And, you know, the metaphor here is masterful. Like, you are as beautiful as a midnight butterfly. That even got me like, what? And then it's like flitting through the shadowy woods. You smell as sweet as honeysuckle and as gentle as rose petals in the rain. The part that I really like, though, his sighs surround me like a silken sheet. I thought that was a very creative and clever way of putting it, because if you think about it, being enveloped by a silken sheet, it can be warming and comfortable, like comforting. At the same time, but the feel of silk on your skin is just a whole nother level of teasing the sense, which I like. So this entire poem, like from start to finish, was excellent, and then the ending really sealed the deal. Like, it's like, well, what are you waiting for? Just kiss me and find out, you know. I thought that was very kind of like a I don't want to say powerful, but it's like putting that pizzazz in it at the end. Like, yeah, you know, like she's kind of like leading it, you know, like, yeah, come on, let's go, kiss me and find out. I like that a lot. I like that. So Pam, what did you think?
Yeah, I really liked this. You know, I really like that so many of these poems, this one included, and obviously because of the topic, is about the foreplay, which is, you know, the way you whet the appetite. And just beautiful lines all the way through. I especially like, you smell as sweet as honeysuckle and as gentle as rose petals in the rain. His breath tickles me. His sighs surround me like a silken sheet. You know, just the wonderful way that, the breath, the kisses, you know, the can all be brought into the play. And I like that the first part is him saying all these compliments, all these whispers, and compliments and telling her, you know, this is what you are. You are beautiful. You are, you know, wonderful. And then he says, I wonder what you taste like. And she responds with that challenge, that kiss me and find out. Like, to me, that end mind speaks on the idea of, you know what, enough talking, enough poetry, let's start in on the action. So, and I like that. I like action. So, wonderful essential light and very well done.
You and me both. Let me see. I will go with Naomi. What did you think?
Yeah, well, you know, if a guy ever whispered stuff like this to me, I do one of two things. You roll over and tell him, do whatever you want with me, or climb all over him. Oh, my gracious. This was like a delectable, sensual symphony of lyrics. It was so beautifully written. Kudos to Vicky Moore here. Just a beautiful, beautiful piece. Sweet Whispers indeed, wonderfully written.
Yeah, I can see how it would have that effect. Kate, having read it, what do you think?
This has obviously been written with an awful lot of love and desire behind it. It sounded to me like an actual event happening in front of me, like a conversation that somebody was having. And so I'm thinking, why am I watching these two people? But it was so beautiful, you couldn't look away. No, I thought it was great. I thought this was beautifully written, and there's so much love and sensuality in it that it was, you are a ripe peach waiting to be plucked. That could be rhyming slang, but it was beautifully put. So thank you so much for sharing that, Vicky.
Yeah, it seems like you were part of some unintentional voyeurs in there. That was a whole lot of awesome going on here tonight. All right, where are we off to next, Miss Pam?
Sorry. Let me go ahead and go grab the next one. And just so you know, Robert, I sent you a little message. All right. And I'm going to put up another poet that is pretty new to our Art of Seduction shows, at least, you know, to me. And we have Creatures of the Night by Doom DeVille. And Robert, go ahead and give that a read for us, please.
I will try. Creatures of the Night. In the depths of the night, we become as one. Lost in our world where passage just begun. Our limbs entwined like vines that grow and run. Exploring each other till the night is done. Your skin's a canvas of sweet temptation. My fingers painted all with dedication. Tracing every curve with gentle persuasion, arousing every inch of your lovely creation. The taste of your lips, a sweet addiction, intoxication, that's my true affliction. A pleasure so pure, it's my true conviction. A flavor I'm desperate to keep and to envision. Your scent's a heady aphrodisiac, filling my lungs with each sweet attack. Arousing my senses with every touch and smack, taking me down with every caress and back. The sound of our love making a symphonic tune, as our bodies dance to the beat and swoon. The rhythm of our hearts a perfect boon, an unchained passion that will repeat till noon. The touch of your skin a silk sensation, as we lose ourselves in this fire's creation. My fingers exploring every location, unleashing a desire that never needs cessation. The sight of your body, a sinful delight, a feast for my eyes to behold and excite, an intoxicating image that ignites my plight, a flame that burns forevermore, day or night. And as we lay spent in each other's embrace, our souls intertwined in this forbidden place. We know that this pleasure will be ours to chase again and again till the morning light's embrace. For we are creatures of the night, indulging in the pleasures that feel so right. Our senses heightened as we explore our delight in this world of darkness where we both take flight. End poem. Wow. That was a, I don't know, it had like some Victorian-esque type feel to it, almost, you know, in that era, as far as the darkness goes. Now, the poem itself was beautiful, and the rhyme was impeccable. Like the rhythm, it wasn't easy to follow. I mean, it wasn't hard to follow, like the rhythm. I was able to catch on to it right from the first stanza. So this is actually very well done. Like I love the meter. I love the delving into again, the addiction, the intoxication, you know, the pleasure, the conviction. You know, and I also like the fact that he actually put aphrodisiac in as a rhyme, because a lot of people avoid using it as an end rhyme for some reason. But I'm glad that he did that, because your sense of heady aphrodisiac filling my lungs with each sweet attack. I like I said, it just flows so beautifully, almost like the sweat itself. It was great. It was like There's so much I could say as far as how much I could appreciate it, because I'm a sucker for rhyme. Even though I do enjoy free verse, I'm a sucker for rhyme. So a rhyme is done and it's done well, you really have my attention. And he did a great job. I don't know if it's I did a great job of displaying his desires with us in this piece. So yeah, Naomi, what do you think?
Off mute will be better. First of all, Robert, that was an excellent read. Wow, you really attacked that poem and gave it all. It's amazing flow, and it's amazing intensity to it. And, you know, great right all the way through. You can feel the fireness, like as if you're lovemaking right in hell here. You know, it's so intense. And, you know, that's all that brings out, like, that darkness vibe to this whole, you know, that this dark atmospheric vibe, I think, to these sensual pleasures here that are given, you know, to each other in the darkness. And and I loved, you know, that stanza that you started out, your sense of heady aphrodisiac filling my lungs with each sweet attack, arousing my senses with every touch and smack, taking me down with every caress and back. Every stanza was just so amazing in this piece. So great, great, right, excellently written. Bravo.
Thank you, Naomi. Kate, what did you think?
We are certainly being spoiled this evening. It's another wonderful poem. But I like that last stanza so much. It brings everything together, doesn't it? For we are creatures of the night, indulging in the pleasure that feels so right. Our senses heightened as we explore our delight in this world of darkness where we both take flight. Superb. I liked it a lot. I like the whole thing, every stanza. As you said, the rhyme was just wonderful. I do like a good rhyme. But yes, beautifully done. And I love the title, Creatures of the Night. So thank you, Art Doom Deville. I really enjoyed that.
Indeed. And Pam, what about you?
First of all, I have to say that Art Doom DeVille is a really cool moniker. I'm so glad he was inspired, and I look forward to hopefully reading more of him in future shows. This definitely has beautiful rhyme and flow. You're right, when Robert, when you mentioned that it has a kind of a Victorian feel. I also think of Gothic. It's got that kind of Gothic sensuality to it. Great word choices. And I like about how this is about that connection between two people and how they have that connection with each other's darkness, but also with the nighttime itself, and how everything kind of slows down and quiets down at time. So you can feel and hear every like rhythm, every heartbeat, you know, and all the way through amazing line. But I especially like the sound of our love making a symphonic tune as our bodies dance to the beat and swoon, the rhythm of our hearts a perfect boon, an unchained passion that will repeat till noon. And then the sight of your body a sinful delight, a feast for my eyes to behold and excite, an intoxicating image that ignites my plight, a flame that burns forever, day or night. And I like how that brings in the idea of the feast for the eyes, because it's such a beautiful and intimate moment when two lovers are standing or next in front of each other or laying next to each other and just admiring and taking each other's physical and emotional beauty in. So beautiful and powerful lines, and absolutely very well done.
Indeed. I'm glad they decided to submit for the show, that is. Where are we off to next, Miss Pam?
All right. Up next, we have Your Eyes by Kitty the Naughty Poet. And Naomi, go ahead and give that a read for us, please. Are you on mute, Naomi?
Oh, yeah, I am. Sorry. Yeah, I
no
was
worries.
Saying another awesome quote for that you found, Pam, when we both share those same dark thoughts. Your eyes, Kitty the Naughty Poet. Behind those bright green wolf-like eyes, we share the same dark thoughts. My skin longing for your tender touch, those succulent fingers as they caress my fleshy torment. The magic in the yellow flick by the iris as your words sink in the air between unspoken dreams, tasting forever on your sweet lyrical melody, a lifetime in the way you raise your brow. Rising temperatures like a tidal wave to swim in the deep blue of my ocean eyes, raising my blood pressure and heart rate like a Viking king going to war. End poem.
Wow, that was that got pretty powerful there at the end. I like the beginning. I think it's, let me see. Yeah, where it says, my skin longing for your tender touch, those succulent fingers as they caress my fleshy torment. I really like that phrase, fleshy torment, for some reason. That really encapsulates a lot of the darker parts of seduction. I know that it doesn't have to, like there can be, you know, other ways, but a lot of times it's about the tease and sometimes about the pain and sometimes about the slight roughness or rough, if you will. But yeah, I think she did a beautiful job in displaying this, like the magic in the yellow flick of the iris as your words sink in the air between unspoken dreams. It was beautiful all throughout, and that ending was just awesome. They did a great job incorporating the Viking king going to war in their ocean eyes. So, wow, that was something else there. That's another Katie, it says. Huh. Interesting. All right. Pam, what were your thoughts?
I did really like that end line, raising my blood pressure and heart rate like a Viking king going to war. I really thought that, and the beginning too, behind those bright green wolf-like eyes, we share the same dark thoughts, my skin longing for your tender touch. Just beautiful, sensual lines. And I really like that this is about, again, about that love and connection and, you know, the thoughts shared. It's like the idea, to me, this poem speaks on the idea of being able to communicate without actually having to say anything to each other, because you already know and can anticipate what your lover wants and needs. So amazing, right, and very well done.
Yeah, communication and attention is always important. Kate, what were your thoughts?
I agree with everything that's been said. This is very cleverly done. I did like that first stanza a lot. But again, each one has its own merit. And it's basically rising and rising and rising till we get to the point of no return, basically, I think. Raising my blood pressure and heart rate like a Viking king going to war. That's special. That really is. I really enjoyed this. And from the very beginning line behind those bright green wolf-like eyes. So, thank you very much for sharing, Kitty. It was wonderful.
Thank you, Katie. Naomi, you read that well. Having read it, what did you think about it?
Yeah, well, I gobbled down every Viking movie that's out there, every Viking series, every Viking book. So bring me a Viking king anytime. But, you know, this is so beautifully written. Wow. You know, as your words sink in the air between unspoken dreams, tasting forever on your sweet lyrical melody. You know, that's such beautiful lines there. And, you know, of course, the ending, you know, that ending stanza was just wow, you know, just so powerful. You know, the like a Viking king going to war. Wow. You know, that image, that imprints on my brain. You know, I can just hear the savage roar and the fierce lovemaking right there. You know, this is just awesome. Way to go, Kitty the Naughty Poet. Another really hot and sensual, well-written poem tonight.
Right. Seems like they're all churning very nicely. Okay. So, Pam, where are we going to next?
All right. Up next we have It's All in the Eyes by Weaver of Dreams. And, Kate, you were nice enough to supply a SoundCloud for us. So here we go.
We have established now that my woman's intuition is your worst nightmare. Your seductive moves are as nothing to me unless I see what's in your eyes. Passion does not require much thought. Feelings, however, must have veritas, intent, commitment, truth. I see you haven't run away yet. Do you feel the same wild need? Look into my eyes. You might be the one whose light shines bright, doesn't flicker or dim. What I require is an incandescent fire melding you and I, a magical alchemy that makes me breathless. Heat warms me as I look into your eyes. You move closer, and a tangible wave of desire curls around my body, pulls me to you. At last, your strong hands touch my skin. Soft kisses fall on my cheek and neck. I gasp as hedonistic heat follows the bright path of your eyes. I hesitate for a second. Is this a huge mistake? As though reading my mind, you say, "Trust me, I have looked for you forever, it seems. And here you are, naked, in my arms, hot, slick, aroused. We'll devour each other, then fall asleep. I see love in your eyes.
Wow. That was that was pretty intense, actually. Especially when you got to, where was it? Oh. At last, your strong hands touch my skin. Soft kisses fall on my cheek and neck. I gasp as hedonistic heat follows the bright path of your eyes. I really like the fact that you, because you were mentioning earlier that eyes were a thing. And in this poem, you kind of reiterated that the eyes are very important in a lot of regards. That's why I also fend to them. But the fact that, like, the eyes, where his eyes are tracing, you know, it's almost like a laser beam of kind of like a desire, so to speak. It's a weird way of putting it, but that's the way that I see it. And I like the humanistic approach in here. Like, I hesitate for a second. Like, is this a huge mistake? Because a lot of times when you mix feelings and sex, you wonder, like, should I even be doing this? You start to feel guilty, or you start to feel like maybe you're being fooled, or, you know, whatever it may be. And the fact that they're able to kind of, reassure, so to speak, and, you know, say that it's more than just, you know, a night out type of thing. You really kind of sealed that in the end there, and it made it that much more meaningful and beautiful in a lot of ways. So yeah, I think you did a really great job, and I love your word usage. Like, I love the word alchemy always, and I like the part that says you might be the one whose light shines bright, doesn't flicker or dim. You know, what I require is an incandescent fire melding you and I, a magic alchemy. I thought that was brilliant. Because the melding together is alchemy. You did a great job there, Kate. And I'm glad you were inspired.
Thank you.
Pam, what did you think?
Oh, I am definitely very glad that Kate was inspired. An amazing sensual rite all the way through. And I do like that you open this up with these lines. We have established now that my woman's intuition is your worst nightmare. Your seductive moves are as nothing to me unless I see what's in your eyes. Because that's where the soul comes from. That's where the truth comes from. And I like that you speak on that idea that you need to know who a person truly is. You need to look into those eyes, their eyes, and have them look into yours. And I like that this is about that connection and the soft kisses and the gentle touches. I gasp as hedonistic heat follows the bright path of your eyes. Though that is an absolutely stunning line. But I also really like melding you and I, a magical alchemy that makes me breathless. And that ending, hot, slick, aroused. You know, I could run a poetry contest for sensual rites based on just the three words hot, slick, and aroused, you know, and I bet it would get some really steamy rites. But to see that love, to know that it's not just physical and the sexual connection, but that there is that spark of love in the eyes. It brings it to a whole nother level. So wonderful, right, Kate, and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. Very kind.
Indeed. Naomi, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, you know, I like that every time, Kate, you can bring emotions, like real life emotions into your poetry, into your sensual rites, you know, that are real, that are raw, that you know, sounds so true. And you did this in this rite. And you do it in almost all your rites. You know, you bring in that really humane aspect of love making a relationship, meeting another person. So it brings the realness to your rites. That's what I find is really amazing about your writing here. And, of course, you know, the lines that really stood out to me, what I require is an incandescent fire melding you and I, a magical alchemy that makes me breathless. And then also I gasp as hedonistic heat follows the bright path of your eyes. Stunning lines and an amazing central right indeed, Katie. So well done. Bravo. Wow.
Thank you, my dear.
So a whole lot of awesome there, Katie. Everyone seems to like it. So thank you for that. Pam, where are we going next?
All right. Up next, we have Midsummer by Mandy 42. I peep through the hedge and spy them within the fairy ring, a sphere of mushrooms white as moonflowers, its king Oberon and queen Tatiana, writhing like boas, pretty animals hissing in a forest storm. He pins her down on moss and leaf. She thrusts her hips up for fey Jenga, and the coupling is angry, indisputable, graceless, both flushed as nectarines. The queen is all dole egg and sparkle in the belly button. The king is thick shoulder and phallic threat. Her mouth a flower of the sun, licking first dew from his shimmer. His mouth half to fruit, sucking juice from her swollen fig. Muscles vibrate and she cries out like a black cat. Oberon rolls from her tongue like wasted wine, majestic syllables, and the king passes without trace, pleased, giant and diminutive, constellations flicker, and his moans candle the night between us, brown leather and oak wood. I wonder, will he ever stop? Tingles. I feel the retracted wings. The twilight is naked. I breathe again. Closing my journal on hedge magic. Their crowns roll like carnival glass on the earth's flat ear, and they never hear the scrawling of my pen. End poem.
Oof, man, that was, damn, that was a whole lot of awesome there. And I'm just continuously impressed, poem after poem tonight. They're all like fantastic. Like I don't even know if I've heard this person's work before. Mandy 42. I'm not sure if I have read them before, but I think I should because I really like the way that they put it in like a fantasy setting almost. Even though it's in the woods and all that, but like King Oberon and Queen Tatiana. Writhing like boas, pretty animals hissing in the forest storm. He pins her down on moss and leaf. She thrusts her hips up for fey Jenga, and the coupling is angry, indisputably graceless, both flushed as nectarines. I thought that was a very artistic way of setting up that scenario. And fey Jenga, that's very clever, if it's what I think it's referring to. But yeah, flushed as nectarines. That's another pretty ingenious way of describing the visual, flushed cheeks and all that. So yeah, man, this is a very impressive piece. What about you, Kate? What are your thoughts about it?
I may need a moment to recover. It's wonderful. Oh, my goodness. There's just so many lines. That fey Jenga line was so masterful. I thought it was very, very clever. And I love the names. They're just King Oberon and Queen Titiana. Lovely. Sorry, I get lost in them when I write them this much. I just get lost in the words. I peep. Also, we have another voyeuristic piece of poetry. So they never hear the scrawling of my pen. That's clever. So yeah, I like this a lot. I thought everything in it was just beautifully put. So yeah, thank you so much for sharing this. Brilliant.
It's like we're people watching people watching people watching people. It's funny.
yeah.
Naomi, what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, this is like a Midsummer's Night dream gone all erotic. you know, from Shakespeare. Just wonderful. Oh, my gracious. You're like, how can you pick out a part of this poem? You know, because every line is just so delectable and so, you know, filled with wonderful imagery, you know, stunning metaphors. My gracious, you know, this is just absolutely beauty put on the page. I'm just blown away by this piece by Mandy 42. Of course, you know, I'm a big fan of her writing, you know, especially sensual rites. She really, you know, is great at them every time. But I mean, this is just like Kate said, yeah, it's a peak of voyeurism in the best sense, and it's so arousing and so well done. So bravo, Mandy 42.
Yeah. Pam, what about you? What do you think?
Oh, my goodness. This is brilliant and beautiful metaphor and imagery. I like that she takes characters from A Midsummer's Night Dream by Shakespeare and, you know, works it in them into this sensual rite. And yeah, I like the layeredness of this, how it is about voyeurism, but it's also about the kind of voyeurism that you feel like you're in when you're reading a sensual or erotic novel, part of a novel, and you're the personal moment between the two characters. But I like how it gets into that, the idea of what a thrill you can get out of watching and not being known that you're watching. And of course, you know, just beautiful all the way through, absolutely amazing. And yes, if you haven't read Mandy, you absolutely must read more of her. She is just an amazing poet. And I really like, especially in this poem, the queen is all doe leg and sparkle in the belly button. The king is thick shoulder and phallic threat. Her mouth a flower of the sun licking first dew from his shimmer. I mean, these are definitely blush-worthy lines. Beautifully written and very well done.
Mm-hmm. Tasteful in many ways. All right. What are we off to next, Pam?
All right, up next we have Darkness Embrace by Longfellow Serenade. And Robert, go ahead and give that a read for us, please.
All right. You say that you are fearful of the dark, but you have never spent a night with me. Within the darkness, I will light a spark, and you will pray for night eternally. I am a lover like you've never known. And there are such dimensions to explore. Before the dawn, you'll find your mind's been blown, and you'll know pleasures you've not known before. One night with me, and you will know desire that only incubi could ever bring. So take my hand and step inside the fire, where passion dwells and carnal angels sing. The flames inside my darkness are now calling, and you will be impassioned by their light. I promise you this night will be enthralling, and evermore you will embrace the night. End poem. Wow, that's a whole lot of promises there, buddy. But if you could deliver, then that's It's quite the escapade. Yeah, that's again, awesome rhyme. I like it. I love the rhyme. I also like the if you know, even if it isn't a boast, like just the way that it presents with confidence, you know, like he kind of exudes that confidence, like, you know, I'm going to show you these things that you've never seen before, and you know take you to other dimensions to explore, you know, things. I really like when someone has that bustle, you know, someone has that ability to kind of say, yeah, this is what I am and this is what I can do, and, you know, not necessarily just be boasting, you know, to kind of be able to show this person that you are who you say you are, and that you can do what you say you're going to do. And the part that I liked a lot is one night with me, and you will know desire that only incubi could ever bring, because, you know, the incubi are the male version of the succubus. So, you know, they're dream demons, so to speak, that, you know, suck the life out of you, so to speak. So, yeah, this is another excellent piece, and I'm glad that this Longfellow Serenade decided to write for the contest, and that we got to read it on the show. Pam, what were your thoughts?
This is another great rhyming poem. I am also glad that he was inspired. I like the confidence that comes across in this one. I find confidence in the bedroom very sexy, you know, and I am a lover like you've never known, and there are such dimensions to explore. Before the dawn, you'll find your mind's been blown, and you'll know pleasures you've not known before. And, you know, just wonderful lines, great rhyme and flow, and great word choices. And the other thing I like about this, it's about acknowledging that people can be afraid of the darkness, but with the right partner, darkness isn't something to fear. So excellent write and very well done.
Indeed, indeed. We got that warm light. You can go anywhere in the dark. Naomi, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I'm with you, Robert. You know, I found this was quite a declaration of dark, all-consuming passion to another person. And if he can deliver, like you said, well, good for him. But, you know, and I was attracted, you know, to that same line as you as well. One night with me, and you will know desire that only incubi could ever bring. So take my hand and step inside the fire where passion dwells and carnal angels sing. So, yeah, well, I hope he can make a woman sing like he says he can. So a wonderful, wonderful sensual right for sure, all the way down, and a wonderful darkness, you know, light sensuality found in the darkness of the night. So a beautifully written piece all the way through.
Indeed. And if he doesn't deliver them, you can always give him an E for effort, right? What are your thoughts?
Was that me you were asking?
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't quite catch my name. Oh, yes, another. We are just being so spoiled tonight. Everyone has been wonderful. But like everybody, that particular stanza, One Night With Me and You Will Know Desire, it was those last two lines of that stanza that really got me. So take my hand and step inside the fire where passion dwells and carnal angels sing. I've never heard of a carnal angel ever, and I want one to be singing to me. Wonderful, absolutely wonderful. Where do these people get these wonderful ideas? So good. I love it. I really do. I'm just so impressed by how clever people are with words. It's such a delight. So anyway, yes. I'm sorry. Tired away as usual. Longfellow. Longfellow, serenade me anytime you like. But
Darkness Embrace was wonderful. Thank you for sharing.
You're going to serenade with the Longfellow. So, all right. The next poem is on the board, correct, Pam?
That is correct. It is Trouble by Casey Day, and we have a SoundCloud for that. So here we go.
Trouble. 2 a.m., I got your text. Do you want to play a game? I smiled, suppose I do. You replied with the same. Come on over, was all she wrote. And I drove straight to your house. You ran upstairs and waited, I the cat, and you the mouse. Thunder echoed against the blackness, rain traced the curves of your silhouette. In the old wooden balcony window, your body shivered, dripping wet. You turned with the devil in your grin, asked me, are you going to stay? You wanted trouble. Here I am. Now it's my turn to play.
Ooh, I like that that wicked sassiness at the end there. And also, where is it? Thunder echoed against the blackness. Rain traced the curves of your silhouette in the old wooden balcony window. Your body shivered, dripping wet. I really like the word silhouette, obviously, but thunder echoed against the blackness. I thought that was a very genius line, like ingenious line to really describe. Because when I heard that, I kind of was able to feel the thunder, you know. I know you're able to hear it, but I was able to almost feel it for some reason when I read that line, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. And then the rain traced the curves of your silhouette. I really love the imagery of drops along the body and the curves of the body, so to speak. I do like that, and it's a very, very welcoming visual. But the ending has to be my favorite. You turned with the devil in your grin, asked me, are you going to stay? You wanted trouble. Here I am. Now it's my turn to play. And I thought that was very playful, yet, like I said, it's like a little wicked game. And I like the sassiness and the attitude. Very nice. Very nice indeed. Thanks, Casey. Pam, what were your thoughts?
This is definitely full of sass and attitude. All the way through, I like how it's very reciprocal. There's the back and forth of the game playing, the cat and mouse, the taking turns with who is playing the game in the moment or who's in charge of the game in the moment. I really like the imagery and the lines of thunder echoed against the blackness, rain traced the curves of your silhouette in the old wooden balcony window. Your body shivered, dripping wet. Just wonderful lines all the way through and great sensuality.
Sorry, I was having trouble finding the unmute. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Pam. Kate, what were your thoughts?
I just muted myself instead of unmuted. You silly woman. I thought this was another masterpiece. It was playful, it was light, it was very sensual, it was wicked. It was so much in one piece of poetry. It's just doing a damn good job. But that last stanza, yeah, everybody has agreed that last stanza is the one that just ties everything together and gives you that hint of just how devilish this might turn out to be. So beautifully done. Casey, I thought it was excellent, and thank you for that.
That's unanimous. All right. Naomi, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, this is an excellent, you know, Dark Right by Casey Day here. I lost her poem. I'm trying to find it. Where is it? Casey Day. There it is. Yeah, trouble. Thunder echoed against the blackness. Rain traced the curves of your silhouette in the old wooden balcony window. Your body shivered, dripping wet. You turn with the devil in your grin. I just love that. The devil in your grin. Ask me, are you going to stay? You wanted trouble. Here I am. Now it's my turn. You know, wonderful, truly captivating, and such an arousing rite of dark, playful seduction. Just amazing, Casey. Well written and a great, great rite.
Yeah, I've become a fan of Casey's writing as well as her SoundClouds. Does a great job in her recitals. So where are we going next, Miss Pam?
Well, up next, we have Naomi's poem. So go ahead, Naomi, and give that a read for us, please.
Okay, this is Vampirish Depravity. I watch you suckling her neck, your hands slithering around, groping, cupping your lover's swollen breath, so ripe and hard, shameless. In a crowded room, the moist scarlet stain on your lips, leaving her skin. I absorb you in holy love, the way you tilt your head right at the perfect angle as you bite into her milky flesh, softly closing your eyes, moving in so slowly, then paralyzed. Euphoric in your smell that lingers throughout the room, from your dress to your steps to your breath. The scent of you that drifts from the curves of your lover's steaming body. Count the times you run your fingers through her hair while listening to your tongues eating out each other's mouths. Hypnotized as you gracefully waltz in and out. An icy wind in midsummer, feeding on the heat of her body, confident, brazen, basking in the sweaty arousal of onlookers, ripping off her cold clothes, biting, sucking, licking, clawing, grinning wickedly. Oh my God, yes, I hear you smiling in sweet satisfaction each time she moans. Drives me wild. I'm high and wet on you. You are something I need for myself that I desperately want. My eclipsed pupils widen like the moon. My corrupted mind damp with desire. Please come. Take me, I whisper. Down on my knees, crawling to you, begging you to say my name, wanting to hear it spitting out of that mouth of yours. Oh, all the wonders that mouth must perform. I want you to hear me moaning, to taste your disease poisoning my lips, to become yours, begging you on the cold floor, wanting to feel my body writhing as your teeth graze my throat and as your hand trails down. Down to rest between my thighs, sending me spiraling, shivering into a world entirely not my own, feeling your fingers dancing inside me, sliding through petals, finding hidden doorways I thought long gone, me bracing your wrists, fingers encircled tight, moaning through ragged breaths, never stop. You are my obsession. I belong to you, forever yours. End poem.
Damn. Well, I'm beginning to think y'all some perverts around here, because it ain't me. I'm just kidding. But wow.
You're just figuring that out?
Yeah, that's a whole lot of voyeurism here tonight. But yeah, this was a great story. from beginning to end, like the escalation. I mean, it starts off intense. You know, I watch you suckling her neck, your hands slithering around, groping, cupping your lover's swollen breast, so ripe and hard. Shameless in a crowded room, the moist scarlet stain on your lips leaving her skin. I mean, that's pretty damn intense. But then it just gets higher and amplifies from then on, all the way until the point of almost in sheer insanity, until you get what you want. And I thought that was a great take on the prompt. That, you know, you took it to like a vampire type story, and just you, because the reason why I thought it was a clever choice is because there's even less limits, you know, in this regard, like because you can, there's so much more you can do with an immortal body, you know, and the, even though these things can take their toll on the mortal body, she wants something far more than just that. She wants to be there forever, and to have that level of dedication and desire, and almost like an obsession of sorts, to wanting to do that forever, really shows her will and her need. And I thought that you portrayed that very well throughout. And then your choice of words to describe the situation. I stand paralyzed, euphoric, in your smell that lingers throughout the room, from your dress to your steps, to your breath, the scent of you that drifts from the curves of your lover's steaming body. I thought you did a great job in really kind of keeping us in the scenario, and also strengthening it the entire way. So you did a great job there, Naomi, and I'm glad you were inspired.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Kate, I know you have many thoughts. What are they?
Oh my goodness me. Naomi, that was an incredible read. Wonderfully done. So much emotion and sensuality. I just loved it. And the storyline. So cool. I love a good vampire. There is not such a thing as a good vampire, but you understand what I mean. you've got the scent of you that drifts from the curves of your lover's steaming body. Oh my goodness. Just so good. And I think I like this a great deal more than I should, but it's wonderful. Basically, we have a sexual innuendos 101 going on. Beautiful. So thank you so much. It was a pleasure to listen to your wonderful voice reading your wonderful poetry. Well done, my darling.
If y'all didn't know about the birds and the bees, y'all gonna learn today. But yeah. Anyways. Pam, what were your thoughts?
Well, first of all, oh my goodness, Naomi, as always, a just beautiful read. And yeah, we do seem to be getting the poems about voyeurism tonight. I like it. You know, it's delightfully wicked. And I like how this isn't just about the voyeurism, and it's a beautiful vampiric sensual tale with great sensuality and darkness, but it's also about the jealousy felt, you know, as she's watching this other woman be consumed, being pleasing this vampire, and she wants to be in this other woman's place. And I like that you bring that aspect, that emotional aspect, into this rite. Breath the scent of you that drifts from the curves of your lover's steaming body. Count the times you run your fingers through her hair while listening to your tongues eating out each other's mouths, hypnotized. And then, oh my God, yes, I hear you smiling in sweet satisfaction each time she moans. It drives me wild. I'm high and wet on you. You are something I need for myself. You know, all the way through, just brilliant dark lines, and very well done.
Thank you, Pam.
Indeed. I am continually impressed with everybody tonight. Yeah, a lot of awesome. So thank you for that, Naomi. We will move on to the next poem.
All right. Up next, we have Deeper and Deeper by Poetic Picasso. And go ahead, Robert, and give that a read for us, please.
I'll try. Deeper and deeper. My teasing fingers begin the rapture of our foreplay, a sensual seduction of my caresses perfumed by the dripping drops of my sexy scent, unleashing the deep desires of our passion. Our sexual words peel the layers of our inhibitions, explore the secret realms of endless taboos. The midnight moon infuses our nocturnal shivers. Your pheromones glow like a flirtatious firefly. My erotic kisses are drenched in whipped cream. My lips ignite the flame of your elicited pleasures. Your exotic body supplicates for a dip of my plunging lust, deeper and deeper with our gyrations. Our intense moans reach the crescendo of raging tidal waves. You grip onto my back and feel the ride as your hunger begs and begs for more. The echoes of your surrender moisten your thighs. Todas las cosas dulces y oscuras que te haría, las fantasías internas que podríamos liberar, all the sweet and dark things I would do to you, the inner fantasies we could release, ole, ole, end poem. Sorry, Frank, my Spanish ain't what it used to be. But yeah, Frank's pieces are always, you know, like the essential pieces. They always take it to that next level. But I kind of enjoyed reading this part, like in this way, with this two line stanzas, like paragraphs or whichever you want to call it. My teasing fingers begin the rapture of our foreplay, a sensual seduction of my caresses perfumed by the dripping drops of my sexy scent, unleashing the deep desires of our passion. I thought that was a great way to begin the poem. And he, like, just like with Naomi's poem, it only gets more intense from there. You know, it goes on to the midnight moon infuses our nocturnal shivers. I think that's my favorite two lines in there, because I'm a fan of the moon and of the nocturnal, and to combine those two in such a sensual way, depicting this it was great. It was a great idea there, Frank. And whipped cream always sounds like fun. And my lips ignite the flame of your elicited pleasures. Your word usage here was great as well. So yeah, you did a good job in using all these senses, like, throughout the poem as well, and which is the whole goal here. So you did a great job, and I'm glad that you were inspired, Frank. Pam, what were your thoughts?
Oh my goodness gracious, muy caliente. I tell you, Robert, between Frank's writing and your reading, I am nothing right now but a puddle of syrup. Somebody's going to have to clean up my mattress.
The whipped cream. Huh?
I'm sorry. I should behave myself. But no, this is just wonderful dark sensuality. And you did do a great read of it. I really like when he brings in the couplet. And all the way through, great lines, imagery, and metaphors. Some of my favorite parts were this. Our sexual words peel the layers of our inhibitions. We explore the secret realms of endless taboos. I think exploration is a wonderful thing. And I also really like, as your hunger begs and begs for more, the echoes of your surrender moisten your thighs. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Well, like I said, whipped cream and syrup, it sounds pretty sweet. So, Kate, what are your thoughts?
Oh, totally excellent, Frank. Really well done. I liked it. This had I don't know why I'm saying lighter, but this had a lighter feel to it. It was passionate. It was sexual. It was everything you'd expect. But I felt also the touch of playfulness, which I enjoyed very much. And some of these lines are just, oh my goodness, a sensual seduction of my caresses perfumed by the dripping drops of my sexy scent. I mean, come on, that's pushing the boundaries beautifully, and I liked it so much. And also this, I mean, this has got to go down in the annals of history. Your pheromones glow like a flirtatious firefly. So cool. So cool. Well done, Frank. I liked it a lot. And the window's open, by the way. Oh, thank you.
That's funny. All right. Naomi, what were your thoughts?
Well, just and grrr. You grip onto my back and feel the ride as your hunger begs and begs for more. The echoes of your surrender moisten your thighs. Oh, my gracious. Yeah, and I'm with Pam there between his, you know, Frank's right and your voice. Oh, my gracious. Yeah, yeah, I'm right there, you know, just a wet puddle, me too. So we're making a big splash, Pam, me and you together here tonight. And, you know, yeah, just amazing, amazing writing all the way through, Frank, and wonderfully, wonderfully well done.
I think we're going to have to hire a mop boy next session. but yeah, that's pretty funny. I need to step away for a couple of minutes. Pam, can you take over for a second?
Sure, absolutely. I would be happy to do that. All right, so I'll go ahead and grab the next poem. Let's see here. What do we have? All right. Here we go. Something for Kate to read. All right. Up next we have, across your opalescent teeth, my beloved red-laced Madonna, I peel grapes for wine, by Freya. And go, Kate, would you please give that a read for us?
Certainly. I'm here. Got it already. That's so cool. Okay. Dark violet Virgo, handmaiden, shield maiden, red lace Madonna. You count singularities across a rosary of spiral armed nebula. With a rosary on each limb, you spoon my will to yours, applied with a kiss and perfumed hair. Stroking full fur fox tail wanders the forest of goosebumps, writhing erotic madness. With veiled eyes, you paint me with great jelly, wet, sticky, sweet. The chiffon weight of you gently, carefully ascends my chest. Under your robe, the black lace tent of your cuculus presents the butterfly gate, key to incarnation. Fingers and face, cupped hands, hold rose-covered hips, plump crimson fruit between violet leaves. I pull you over me, the way the moon pulls crescents, orbiting the night, drops of romantic poetry floss my blue-violet lips as we exchange ecstasies for daydreams. Thoughts of butterflies hold their wings between us. Our bodies dusty rouge, the darkness we sensed is like charcoal ribs. It is not your witchcraft lips I fear, it is your tongue trembling slowly down my throat, encircling my verbose larynx, as you draw those blue violet tentacles across your opalescent teeth. I can longer speak or think, only moan, as my eyes roll back as I read your name in my retinal tissue. With a sharpened black feathered fountain pen, I spiral my poem from the padded ball of your foot across your gothic arch, then around the chestnut of your ankle, lingering on your strong Achilles tendon, on the vellum of your mortal shadow, across the paradise of thighs and buttocks. We span the gulf between solitudes with our rhythmic, endless foreplay. And
wonderful read there, Kate, and such a beautiful write by Freya. And I do have to apologize. So I read the title, I didn't have the full thing open, and I said that it was, you know, I peel grapes for wine, I think, and it's I peel grapes for jelly. And I like that. Oh my gosh, the imagery and the metaphors in this, the delicate dark touch of sensuality. All the way through, this is amazing. With a rosary on each limb, you spoon my will to yours, applied with a kiss and perfumed hair. The chiffon weight of you gently, carefully ascends my chest under your robe. The black lace tent of your calculus presents the butterfly gate key to incarnation. Fingers and face, cupped hands hold rose-covered hips, plump crimson fruit between violet leaves. That's just brilliant lines, wonderful imagery. You really feel the sense of control and wanting to be controlled and wanting and being so obsessed with the beauty of touching somebody. So wonderful lines all the way through and very well done. And Naomi, your thoughts? Naomi, are you on mute?
Yes, I am. Sorry about that. Freya just gets me every time. You know, she just blows my mind with these superb, unique, creative lines that she comes up with. You know, that from the stunning imagery to the metaphors, all the way through, just, you know, superb, superb writing. I pull you over me the way the moon pulls crescents, orbiting the night, drops of romantic poetry gloss my blue violet lips. You know, that is just stunning. But, you know, all the way through, you know, I reread this a couple of times and I tried to pull out, parts of it that I just liked, you know, but you know, I just love the whole piece, and, but it was superb, superb right here by Freya once again, and, you know, we're so lucky to have her, you know, join into our sensual contest, because she's just a fabulous writer, so just an amazing write.
Absolutely. And Kate, your thoughts?
Oh, again, this was just absolutely lovely. So well done. Everything about this was just so clever, so well. I'm sorry I stumbled a little bit in this. I think it was one of the lines. I do apologize. It does sometimes happen, but I don't like it when it does. But I thought... that, I think it was the stanza you quoted a moment ago, but the one below it as well, the daydreams. Lots of butterflies hold their wings between us. Our bodies dusty rouge, the darkness we sensed is lit like a charcoal ribs. Beautiful, really is. And again, look at this one. Well, you can. It is not your witchcraft lips I fear. It's your tongue trembling slowly down my throat. Isn't that a beautiful line? It's not your witchcraft lips, I fear. Really, I really enjoyed this. I'm going to read this again later. So thank you so much for sharing, Freya. It was lovely.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely great comment. And welcome back, Robert. I guess back to you if you'd like to comment.
Yeah, I was reading it when I got back, and Kate pretty much pointed out the line that, I mean, the stanzas that I liked is a lot, that it is not your witchcraft lips I fear, it is your tongue trembling slowly down my throat, encircling my verbose larynx as you draw these blue-violet ventricles across your opalescent teeth. I mean, the verbosity in the poem, or just the word usage and the beauty, like the natural beauty of it, all like melding together and really it describes their passions in an intricate way, and so it's like so deep. And then of course the sharpened black feather fountain pen, I spiral my poem from the padded ball of your foot across your Gothic arc. I mean, the way that they formulate their stanzas is captivating, I have to say. And just from beginning to end, it's just like each stanza can be its own poem, you know. And I thought it was fantastic. So I'm glad that Freya decided to enter the contest. And I read a couple of her poems, and I have to say that I'm very impressed. Thank you for that, Freya. So where are we off to next, Ms. Pam?
All right. Well, up next, I'm going to go ahead and give my poem a read, which is The Uphill Climb in a Sea of Spilled Parchment. We map eroticism upon veins of torrid darkness, spilling cranberries juiced, tart pleasures upon shadows spread to slow manipulations, a pace marked for the uphill climb, where the thief's cross bears a come-hither stare, where the ache of touch barely there rises the hoard flush, awakened aromatic strumming the flare, where mercy is a veiled truth in a union of leather and parchment tracing the thunderbird that cries your name. I am ready, ready to bleed for the need and the deed. I saunter at the forefront of molten salt, a bugled call upon monolithic strums of enchantment. Kiss me and raise the stakes till I am red and blue and folding beneath you, an offering of dahlias upon a silver platter. Sip the spill of pearls from ravaged senses, fingerprints lingering upon wetted fields. Tie me to your mast and unleash in me the siren song, with a long drawn breath of sinking ships leaking the scent of cedar. I am the music, I am the scream, I am the pleasure, I am the pain. We are unity found in dark journeys. Through mystic rivers we tumble crashing against the flooded stones, wanting nothing less than the breadcrumbs to lead us down a trail of crimson sighs. We live in that moment entwined to anticipation, between the fence lines and the flame rising. We pluck from each other the saddened ashes of caged hearts, beating the wild path of mastery. End poem.
Damn, this is almost, it reminded me of like a continuation of that Viking King poem, on the ocean shore there. There's picking up where he left off on that poem. Wow, yeah, this is, all right. So where was it at? The line, the stanza that really got me, first of all, the beginning was awesome. I really like, we map eroticism upon veins of torrid darkness, spilling cranberry juiced tart pleasures. I thought that was a great use of multiple senses in one, because you have the mapping, which is visual, and then you have the torrid darkness, which is also visual, but spilling the cranberry juiced tart pleasures. It includes taste as well. So, you know, you got right there already. You're alluding to the senses, which is awesome. And then upon shadows spread to slow manipulations, a pace marked for the uphill climb where the thieves cross bears a come hither stare. I always enjoy those come hither stares. They're very, I kind of like that, what do you call it? Like not planting the flag. What is that? Anyways, it's kind of like a challenge of sorts as they go, okay, well, I'll see you there. You know, I really love that come hither stare. So you got me there. Where the ache of touch is barely there, rises the horrid flush, awaken the aromatics, strumming the flare. Like, I like that line there, strumming the flare, because that could have a multitude of meanings, but the meaning that I've drawn from it, I like quite a bit. So, and horrid flush is it's a very creative way of putting it, too. So yeah, I'm glad that you decided to write, because I'm always delighted when I get to see a new write of yours for our topics and things like that. And you also do sensuality as well as darkness, so you master of your craft, Miss Pam. And I'm glad that you decided to share it with us.
Thank you, Robert.
You're very welcome, Kate. What about you?
Oh, I totally agree. This was absolutely wonderful. Let me tell you what I thought was just, it bounced for me. I am ready to bleed for the need and the deed. I saunter at the forefront of molten salt. I thought that was absolutely wonderful. I just love it. I just, as I say, it bounced to me. I couldn't resist it. So really, kiss me and raise the stakes so I am red and blue. I like that. So well done, so beautifully written. So I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pete.
Yeah. And Naomi, you get the last comment of the night.
Yeah, well, Pam, I think you took that prompt there and you just squeezed all the art right out of it, and you know, and you put it, poured it down the page. This is just breathe that prompt. You know, it's like it was just so mind-blowing, stunning, this piece. You know, it was like a mix of a siren's dark sensuality with Babylonian sin. I just love you. Tie me to your mast and unleash in me the siren song with a long-drawn breath of sinking ships, leaking the scent of cedar. I am the music, I am the scream, I am the pleasure, I am the pain. You know, just beautifully, beautifully written, and so cleverly and, you know, well written, so intelligently written with superb lines all the way throughout. So a stunning write. Yeah.
Thank you, Naomi, and great show tonight, Robert.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a great poem to end the night with. Very, very, it was a great piece. And I might see you guys around again on this Art of Seduction. Who knows? But yeah, it was a lot of fun. Such impressive writes, beautiful stuff. Great, dark, sexy. I dig it. I hope everybody enjoyed it as much as I did, or even more so. That'd be great. But I will see you guys next time. So have a good night, everybody.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome, Robert. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Have a lovely night.